We got a guest joining us live in studio to kick off the program. Ryan Lomberg of the Calgary Flames joins us in studio. We were talking a little bit off the air, and you've had a good summer. You've gained some weight in a good way. You've put on a ton of muscle. Like, you're ready to rock and roll for the year, hey?
Yeah, ready to go for sure. It's a long summer, but as you said, a lot of training and excited to get going here for sure.
So tell me about the summer for you, because we were talking, you know, you're training to make the team. You're training, you know, regular hockey, but you're also training the other side of it, because a big part of your game is dropping the gloves and fighting. So tell me about this off season and what you got into.
Yeah, you know, for sure it's probably the longest off season I've had since I've turned pro, actually, which at first was a little sour about, but as it got going, it gave me opportunity to you know, train more and harder than I ever have. So it was great. You know, I trained in the gym a bunch with my trainer back home in Richmond Hill there by Toronto. A lot of powerlifting, got on the track a lot, did a lot of sprints. But, you know, overall it was, you know, best summer of my life training-wise. Put on a lot of weight, like you said, put on a lot of muscle. Just, you know, really all around, I improved myself a bunch. So I'm definitely excited and chomping at the bit to get going here.
We were talking off the air. There's not really anything you can do to train to fight, right? I mean, you can be strong, you can do your upper body, maybe, but there's nothing really that prepares you for what actually happens when you drop the gloves and you're going eye to eye with another guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, there is some things, like some guys might, you know, practice techniques and all, like, the technical side of the things throughout the summer, but yeah, there's nothing that, you know, directly simulates, you know, kind of being in one in the game, dropping the gloves, and, you know, honestly, just trying to beat the other guy up.
It's one of those things where so much of it's based on adrenaline, right?
Like, yeah, kinda, for sure.
You get juiced. You know you're probably going to do it for a few shifts or a couple periods or whatever. And then once the gloves are dropped, like, the adrenaline's carrying you a big
way,
too.
There's definitely a huge buildup going into it. You know, if you kind of look at the roster before the game, you know, there's obviously, you know, a few guys at every team that are pretty willing to do it. So kind of go through them in your head a few times, kind of do your homework on them, see what they're about. But yeah, leading up to it is definitely, you know, gets the adrenaline going, and then once you're in it, it's full tilt.
So for you, because you are a guy who, yeah, that's part of your game, but that's not the only part of your game. You put up decent numbers at the American League level last year. Yep. You play more than just that role. That's where fighting has its place in the game nowadays, right now, right?
Absolutely.
You're the guy that you can help out on the ice, but you also have that as part of your bag of tricks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's another thing I you know, worked on and improved on a lot this summer is, you know, the offensive side of the game, the goal scoring, you know, all the skill, you know, skills with the puck and all that stuff I worked on, you know, more than I ever have. So I'm definitely excited to get going and show them that side of my game, without, you know, losing a step on the aggressive side and physical side.
So tell me, okay, so what's it like, whether you're playing at the NHL level, you're playing at the American League level, what's it like for you? You know that you're going to drop the gloves with that guy at some point. What's going through your mind as you're sitting on the bench and kind of planning that out and visualizing it?
Yeah, for me, I like just getting out of the way. If I know I'm going to fight a guy, I know he wants to fight me too, you know. Sometimes I ask a guy and, you know, they say, you know, let me see how the game goes, or, you know, try to play it out. But, you know, for me, I've been thinking about it for so long already. Let's just kind of get out of the way. So that's me personally. Sometimes they don't. So, you know, I kind of got to put it to the side for a little bit and, you know, try making some plays, you know, score. That'll make sure they fight me after that. If I get in the goal column,
right.
they'll be sure to do it probably the next shift there. So. But then I might not be able to say, I missed your chance on, I'm a goal scorer this game. So
that's good.
Well, now we're up 1-0. I don't know, I missed your chance, buddy.
Well,
probably not. I'll probably still fight him. But
well, it's funny because, so Ryan Lomberg's with us in studio. This must have been 2 years ago, I think, at the Young Stars Classic. And I saw the video. They had you mic'd up for a game.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I think it was Tkachuk's first time there. And you basically, you went to the, I think it was the Jets bench, and you basically said, okay, let's just get this over with. Give me your biggest guy.
Yeah.
Throw him over there.
He didn't want none of it, too.
Well, and I just love the fact that you were, like, right in front of them. You were chirping the entire bench, and you had no fear about the whole thing.
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of the way I've always been. You know, usually, you know, the guys love it the bigger the guy is I take on. So, you know, and I like it too, so I don't mind the bigger guys.
And you go right for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, Sometimes, for sure, yeah. If there's a guy my size willing to go, you know, I'll probably go him too. But yeah, no, I definitely enjoy fighting the bigger guys a little more. Yeah.
Does that like you? Do you enjoy? Because some guys I've heard they do it. It's how they stayed in pro hockey. It's how they stayed in the NHL. But it wasn't necessarily a part of the game that they loved. What about for you?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I won't necessarily go out and pick the biggest guy and just, you know, focus on you know, fighting him the whole game. This year, you know, I want to firstly, you know, play the game, hold on to the puck, try to make some plays. But if, you know, if that big guy hits one of my teammates, I'll be the first guy there stepping up for sure.
Ryan Lomberg's with us. Because, I mean, the points were solid last year. 28 points in 57 games in Stockton. You got the call up here, played the 7 games in the NHL. Like, you're – and I know that we've talked a good chunk about fighting, but that's not what you just want to be known
for. Yeah,
about,
no, right? You know, exactly. I think, you know, personally, I just get excited about fighting too. Sometimes I forget, you know, at least talking about the offensive side of it. And but, yeah, you know, that's obviously a part of my game as well that I'm looking forward to you know, focusing a little more this year, put up a little more points, show them, you know, that I can, you know, play and produce. But at the same time, you know, I'm more than willing, whenever the case is, to step up for my teammates.
How far have you come on that side of it, in your all-around game and the offensive side of the game, since you turned pro a few years ago to where you are now?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think a ton. And, you know, I just keep on improving too, which is exciting for me personally. You know, I guess, you know, we'll see, you guys will see how it goes here, but I'm definitely excited to show them how far I've come this past summer alone.
Your story is an interesting one because I remember you came to Young Stars Classic and development camp and that whole thing in 2014. Is that right?
Without a contract.
A contract. Yeah. And I remember that, you know, you were clearly there to get a contract. You earned your contract, but you were coming from the USHL and the NCAA, and it was kind of a tumultuous time. So take us back to that time and what was going through your mind then.
Yeah. Well, I remember, I was in the USHL, and I remember the year before I was there, there was a guy, Zemgis Gergensen, I don't know really how to pronounce his name, but he came out of the USHL and played the next full season in the American League. So going to the USHL, that was kind of my goal. You know, I was planning on going to Miami University, but, you know, I told myself going into it, if I got the opportunity to play in the AHL at that time, that's kind of what I wanted to do. So the opportunity presented itself, I jumped on it, and here we are.
Were you focused on doing that with the Flames? Was that the main goal? Were you just trying to show yourself to somebody and see if you could get a bite?
It's a funny story, actually. The Flames noticed me because my line mate at the time was one of the best players in the USHL, Kyle Connor, who's now in the Jets.
Yeah.
So I believe the story was they came to watch him, and you know, we were line mates, and I played well that game, and they noticed me, so... Long story short, the next summer I'm at their development camp and I'm on an NHL deal.
Yeah, because you got the American League deal, and then a couple years later you got the NHL deal. It was kind of one of those things that almost turned out that was maybe meant to be, right?
Yeah, that's how it feels so far. But still haven't made it yet, but I'm definitely excited, looking forward to this year.
Okay, take us back to last year. You played those 7 games in the NHL. I remember it was in Edmonton when you made your debut, and I remember Gully was so excited about telling you. He's like, okay, I'm going to tell you, Lomberg's in. I'm going to give you a clip, but don't ask him. Don't say anything. Don't report it until I tell him. Tell me about when Glenn Gulletson comes to you at the hotel in Edmonton and says, you're in, you're playing your first NHL game.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, obviously I knew getting called up, I was hopeful to get an opportunity to play in a game. And yeah, you know, when he told me, I just started leaking right away, sweating like crazy that, you know, this is it, it's actually happening. So had a hard time falling asleep from my pregame nap that day. Yeah. But, you know, it was just, you know, it was a dream come true, all of it. It was, you know, just everything I imagined it to be. It was unbelievable for sure.
What about the actual on-ice experience? How did you feel you played in your first game?
You know, I definitely could have played better. You know, obviously first game, there's, you know, a lot of jitters and stuff like that. Just probably I got rid of the puck a little sooner than I had to, I think. Could have held on to it a little better and maybe made some better plays. But, you know, I think I did, you know, a good job at improving after that, and, you know, the games I played after that.
Just a couple more with Ryan Lomberg live in studio with us. Day one of main camp in the books for the Calgary Flames. So the entire experience itself, getting those seven NHL games, being around an NHL organization, traveling, just seeing what it's like to be a full-time NHLer. What did you take from that experience?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. They had such an awesome group last year, too. They have an awesome group again this year, but last year it was just unbelievable. It was a dream come true. Last year, I guess going into the year, that was kind of my goal to get a taste and show them that I was capable of being an NHL hockey player. Heading into this year, it's a bit different mindset. Now I know what I'm capable of. I know I can play in the league. So, I'm just excited to be here and show them, that I can do it.
Now that you've got that taste, how did that change your approach going into the summer?
Yeah.
Change your approach coming into this camp?
Yeah, for sure it did. Totally my mindset changed. Last year, I was kind of satisfied with getting the taste, getting a few games, seeing what it was like. But now I'm not going to be satisfied with that. I want to be here. I want to help this team win. I really believe I can. It's just up to me now to show them that I can help them win.
Do you see, or how much do you see, opportunity on this team right from the start of the season?
Yeah, they're good. We're going to have a good team. So, there's not that much opportunity. But, in my position right now, I don't think, they're saving a spot for me. So, that's always been the case. So, I got to go out and grab one. That's the mindset I have. Not saving a spot for me, but there is a spot that's mine. I got to go take it.
And you've gone through that many times before. You've always been in a scenario where it's like, okay, the door is closed, I'm going to come kick it down.
Yeah. Listen, exactly. I've been in this spot before, but I've never felt better about my game and the physical side of it. So, I'm definitely excited, chomping at the bit to get after getting these games and showing what I'm capable of.
How was day one back on the ice?
It was great. It's good to be out there. The last few days, captain skates have been a little lower tempo, but today it was full flight and it was good. It felt good.
Good to chat with you. Thanks so much.
Awesome.
for coming on down. That was awesome, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me.